Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 25th of September, 2012. I'm Ruth, otherwise known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm currently on the way home in the car. It's chucking it down with rain still. It's been chucking it down with rain for 2 days now. It's horrible, it's grey, it's yucky there. So anyway, it's chucking it down with rain, so you can probably hear it on the windscreen, and you'll be able to hear my windscreen wipers squeaking every now and again as well. Just wanted to do a quick update, really. I'm suffering from one of those interesting role reversals today, because it's Tuesday, which means it's Daddy Day, so John's been in charge of daycare for the kids today. He's been Mr. Childcare. And I've had odd little updates during the course of today, because it seems like David, bless him, is going down with something or is not very well. Apparently he was very clingy, very cuddly this morning. John took his temperature at lunchtime and it was slightly up, not huge, but you know, slightly raised, about a degree higher than it would normally be for David. So John dosed him up with Calpol and put him to bed, and he's napped for a very long time. So then I had a phone call about 4:45 to say, he's still asleep, what do I do? So I suggested that he wake him up, otherwise we'll never get him to sleep tonight. And then the role reversal starts with John saying to me, what time are you coming home? When can you come home? And, you know, I can identify, because I know wives do this to husbands all the time, and it always just seems ironic that in our family it's the other way around. So it's interesting to sort of put yourself in those kind of shoes, because you do feel extremely torn. You know, I'm at work to do a job. When I'm at work, I have to kind of not forget that I'm a mum, but I have to kind of put that at the back of my mind, and I have to focus on the fact that I'm at work to do a job, and that's what I have to be doing. So it's very difficult when you get the phone call to say, you know, your son's not very well, could do with you at home. It's like, well, I'm being paid to be here. I've got stuff I've got to finish before I can come home. You know, I'm a bit apprehensive of going home now, because I left a little bit later than I had intended to, because I had some stuff to finish off before I left. So I suspect I'll get a hard time when I get home, you know, which again is traditionally the other way around, isn't it? It's traditionally the wife on the doorstep waiting for the husband to come home, and today in our house it's going to be the husband on the doorstep waiting for the wife to come home. So it's it's a constant challenge. I always say to people, the life of the working mother, and I guess it's not just the working mother, I guess the life of the working parent is a life of compromise. You can't spend as much time with your kids as you'd like. You can't always spend as much time at work as you'd like, because, you know, when we were all younger, we used to pull late nights and, you know, do whatever hours were needed to get the job done. And suddenly when you're a parent, you've got to be, well, you want to be home for bedtime, and you know, you have other responsibilities, you have parents' evenings and stuff that you have to go to. So you can't work like you used to, you can't be a parent like you want to. Your house is probably not as tidy as you'd like it to be, because you don't have as much time. And when you are at home, you want to be spending time with the family, not tidying the house. And there's a constant life of compromise to be led when you're a parent. And you know, there's a very famous poem which I think is called something like Lullaby for a Fifth Child or something like that, and I can't remember the words exactly, but it's basically saying dust you're going to have to keep for another day, cobwebs you're going to stay there for a while, I'm rocking my baby and babies don't keep, which is the key line from it. And I very much think that's a very good way of looking at things. You know, the kids won't stay young forever. I'm sure all too soon both of ours will be at school. You know, they'll get to secondary school, they'll be walking to and from school themselves, they'll be old enough to let themselves in at home. Suddenly we won't need to be around for them as much, and things will change. I'm not sure they'll necessarily be better, but they'll be different. Oh, there you go. I'm out of time. Ha!